从这里奉主的名开始来正道。
In name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I deliver this sermon.
首先，我们请看一段圣经。
First, let's turn to a passage in the Bible.
哈该书第二章。
Let's turn to Haggai chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哈该书二章九节。
Haggai chapter 2 verse 9.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former.
神的应许啊。
And this is the promise of God.
殿的荣耀是后来的要大过先前的。
That is the latter glory of the house shall be greater than the former.
特别是主指的这个属灵的这个殿。
And this refers to the spiritual house.
按照我们前辈杨长老他一个终末论里面的指导。
And our elder Yang has given us this exhortation.
从圣经的历史这个角度看起来。
That from the history of the church.
真教会乃是继承属的时代这个教会的这个工作。
That the true church shall continue.The work of the Apostolic Church.
我想这一点大家也都很清楚。
I believe we are all familiar with this.
按照圣经的这个历史看起来。
And from the history as given in the Bible.
这个世上有两个比较可以说叫比较完全的时期。
There are two periods where we describe it as more perfect.
一个当然就是使徒时代五旬节圣灵刚降临所建设的那个教会。
And that is the time when the church was first established on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended.
那时候所有的信徒完全融合在圣灵里头。
And the members at that time were completely in the Spirit.
所以最高峰的时候，达到最高峰的时候。
And that was the peak of the church.
已经没有所谓你我之分了。
And there's no distinction between you and I.
没有你的钱，我的钱的这种分别了。
We do not separate your money from mine.
许许多多的人把他们田产通通变卖了。
And many people sold away all that they have.
大家愿意一起生活。
And they live together as one community.
那种同心合意，那种彼此相爱的精神。
The unity in the spirits and the love they had for one another.
哎，真的可以说是一种信仰的高峰啊。
We can say that that was really the peak of faith.
哎，圣灵大大工作。
That was the time when the Holy Spirit worked mightily.
周围那些众民看到这些信而归主的信徒们。
And when the people saw these people who have accepted the faith and believed in the Lord.
那种在神恩典中的荣耀。
The glory that they had under the grace of the Lord.
大家非常羡慕。
Everybody envied them.
所以圣经说，神就将得救的人天天赐给他们。
And that's why the Bible says that God adds to the number to be saved daily.
所以一下子教会发展得很迅速。
And very quickly the church expanded.
但是我们知道。
We know.
从最完整的高峰，他们是慢慢走下坡了。
That at the peak of the faith, the faith actually deteriorate downwards.
慢慢。人为因素越来越多了。
And gradually more and more human factors came to the church.
人多起来之后，意见也多了。
When you have more people, there are more opinions.
再加上这个政治势力的介入。
And as the political situation changes,
教会慢慢变了样。
The church also changes.
哎，到最后，甚至圣灵都停降了。
And in the end, the Holy Spirit actually stopped descending upon the church.
教会进入了。隐藏期
，and the church enter the dark period or hidden period，
按着神的应许
，and according to the promise of God，
晚雨圣灵要再次降临
，the latter rain shall come upon the church，
就在一九零零年
，in the 九零，
一九 ，one nine zero zero，
in the year one nine zero zero，
在美国俄亥俄跟德克萨斯啊，圣灵再次降临。
The Holy Spirit descended upon Texas in U.S.
晚雨圣灵初次降临
，and that was the beginning of the latter rain.
在西方
，in the west，
在美国
，in the Western Hemisphere in America.
那个时候有一群的基督徒
At that time, there was this group of Christians.
初次得到关于圣灵的降临.
They first received this downpour of the latter rain.
非常兴奋.
And they were very joyous.
在圣灵感动之下,
under the motivation of the Spirit.
即使选召了很多工人.
They were able to motivate many workers.
一个很庞大神学的组织马上成立.
And immediately they were able to set up quite a reasonable size of a theological school.
经过一种集中的这个训练之后,
and through a concentration of training,
成立了所谓五旬节教团,
they started what we call the Pentecostal movement.
他们的意思就是说, 我们是重新领受到五旬节的时候, 圣灵的能力。
And they claim that they have received the power that first descended on the day of Pentecost.
然后有很多的教派，使徒信心会啊，圣经会什么会，他们就往全世界把这个圣关于圣灵降临的信息传遍了。
And then many branches came forth from this Pentecostal movement, and they preached this gospel of the latter rain.
一直到我们正教会初期的三个工人。
And up to the time when there were three pioneer workers in our church.
在中国得到了圣灵启示。
And by the revelation of God, our members received in China.
重新建立了我们真教会。
And we established the true church.
其实按照圣经的预言看起来,
according to the prophecies in the Bible,
神的这个圣工是要从日出之地的东方兴起。
That the work of God shall commence from the rising of the sun.
所以虽然圣灵远从西方美国开始降临,
although the Holy Spirit first descended as the latter rain in America,
但却在我们中国的东方开始萌芽,
but then the true growth started in the east, that is in China.
然后往全世界来发展,
and then it expanded to the whole world.
这就是我们今天真教会我想大家很清楚的一个神圣的使命。
And the true church has this great commission that we are all aware.
真教会的兴起,
the beginning of the true church,
是从不完全, 要慢慢慢慢, 靠着圣灵的引领, 帮助, 要慢慢达到完全。
It's first imperfect, but then through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it shall reach a stage of perfection.
所以末世的真教会,
the true church in the last days,
要完成神的荣耀,
shall complete the glory of God.
要达到他该所说的,
then they must be able to achieve what is said here in the book of
Habakkuk. 这个变后来的荣耀,
and that is the latter glory of the house,
要大过先前的荣耀,
will be greater than the former.
因为当这个教会慢慢慢慢达到完全之后,
because as the church become closer and closer to perfection,
主就要带来了,
then the Lord will come.
在地上教会完全之后,
and so when this church is perfected on earth,
就如同新妇预备装饰整齐了,
and they have prepared themselves and adorned themselves,
这个时候新郎就来迎娶了,
then the bridegroom will come to receive the bride.
所以以这个整个论点看起来,
so from this viewpoint,
真教会在圣灵带领之下,
the true church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们必然是一年比一年会更发展,
we should become better and better year after year.
信徒的灵性会一年比一年更加完全,
and the faith of believers should also become closer and closer to perfection after each year.
过去70多年来,
after about 70 over years,
在我们的印象中,
in our own impression,
确实我们很多, 初代的这工人很热心,
we feel that the early workers have been very zealous,
在圣灵的带领之下, 完成了五大教义,
and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the five basic doctrines of the church came about.
这个重点基础建立好之后,
and after the main foundation has been established,
在圣灵的运行之下,
under the motivation of the Spirit,
一代一代之间,
and generation after generation,
让我们的道理基础越来越明显,
and that the foundation of the truth become firmer and firmer,
那种道理根基越来越丰富,
and that we become richer and richer in content regards to the truth.
很多我们的制度,
many of our setups,
随着时代不断的变迁,
can change over the period of time,
随着教会不断的扩张,
and the church also expanded,
随着任务越来越清楚,
and that our responsibilities become clearer and clearer.
我们在圣灯之下, 组织也不断地更新,
and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our organization also becomes better.
用很简单的这个组织开始,
let's start from the simple example of the organization of the church.
有少数的几个这些忠心的仆人在领导。
We started by having a few loyal workers that lead the church.
慢慢慢慢，让这个教会组织全民化。
But then it expanded to that more members are involved in the church.
慢慢慢慢，所有圣工由全体信徒大家动员起来。
And that in the end we have the divine work being performed by each and every member of the church.
在圣灵的带领之下，变成一支强大的军队。
And that's under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we become a strong army.
迈向这个神的荣耀这个方向一直前进。
And that we are moving towards the glory of God.
直捣魔鬼的营垒。
And that we are able to destroy the ploys of the devil.
来抢救这个灵魂的工作。
And to save the souls of men.
所以我们今天很清楚看到。
Today we can see very clearly.
我们的联总工作已经遍布了全球五大洲。
That the work of the IA has been set up in 5 continents.
早在三四年前，我们都还没有这种概念。
Actually, 3 or 4 years ago, we still do not have this concept.
很清楚看到圣灵的工作。
But we can see the work of the Holy Spirit clearly.
慢慢慢，很多年轻人自觉使命。
That more and more young people realize their own commission.
在圣灵感动之下。
Under the motivation of the Spirit.
大家为主来努力。
They are willing to strive in the Lord.
甚至很多年轻的学生。
And we have very young students.
他们在读书时代就已经有这种心智。
That's when they are still in school, they already had this resolution in them.
所以当他们在选择科系的时候
，When they are choosing their subjects,
已经做了一个很长的规划。
They have a very long-term plan how they want to use them to serve the Lord.
他们为主来读书
，That they want to study for the Lord.
为主来建一些基础
，And that to establish a foundation for the Lord.
希望有那么一天能够被主所使用。
And they hope that one day they can be used by the Lord.
信徒信心的这种改变。
And the transformation of faith in our believers.
这种狭小地域的观念慢慢不断的扩张。
From caring for a small group, gradually it expanded.
只为自己的这个为自己的这种小格局变成一个大的格局。
And that from a very small circle, we are now more concerned on a larger scale.
这完全都是圣灵的工作。
And this is through the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以有这个圣灵的运行。
And when the Holy Spirit works with us,
教会的增长当然是。指日可待。
Then the expansion of the church will be great.
信徒使命的自觉。
When members realize their own responsibilities.
灵修这个灵性增长这个迫切的这个需求。
And when they strive and grow in their spirituality.
当然，信徒人数的增加也明显的看得出来。
And we can also see a growth in numbers of members.
所以每一年，全世界各地我们的信徒数不断增加。
And we find that year after year, our members grow in numbers.
教会数也不断的一直增加。
And the number of churches also grow.
这些在在都是在显示的，这个殿后的荣耀要大过先前。
And all this is moving towards the direction that the glory of the latter glory of the church shall be greater than the former.
我们全世界每个地方。
In our church all over the world.
都有它的特色。
We all have our special characteristics.
都各有他们的优点。
And we have our own strong points.
就像我们的孩子一样。
Just like our own children.
每个孩子他们的优点不同。
Every child is different in their own strengths and weaknesses.
他们的特性都不太一样。
And their character can also be different.
假如能够把各孩子的优点都集合起来。
But if we are able to put all the strengths together.
集中在一个人身上。
And to put them on one single one person.
或者说集中在一个教会里头。
Or in one single church.
那当然，这个教会就是一个荣耀的教会了。
Then this church shall be a glorious church.
所以今天早上跟他谈到的荣耀教会。
And this morning we shall discuss.
除了在圣灵的带领之下。
Besides under the guidance of the Holy
Spirit. 大家有这种认识。
We need to have this understanding.
凝聚这种共识之后。
And after we have this common understanding.
我们仍然有几点可以去追求。
There are a few points that we can strive after.
让这个教会达到荣耀的阶段。荣耀神的阶段。
That the church can achieve the stage where we can glorify God.
我这边提到了大概有几点。
So there are a few points that I would like to mention.
第一点。
First point.
一个荣耀的教会。
A glorious church.
是必要信徒不断的扩增。
Must have expansion in terms of numbers of members.
我们请看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
箴言十四章二十八节。
Proverbs 14 verse 28。
帝王的荣耀在乎民多。
In a multitude of people is the king's glory.
一个国家百姓不断的增加。
When we have increased in numbers in people in the country,
表示民心所向。啊，大家的心一直归，一直愿意亲近。
It shows that there is the unity of hearts of the people.
证明这个君王的贤明。
And it will also bring about the king's glory.
以现在来讲。
Compared to us today,
就是国家安定。
For example, if we have peace in a nation,
这个制度很合理。
And that establishments are trustworthy.
对百姓的这种福利做得非常好。
And they do care for the people.
所以很多人就很愿意这个办移民啊，用各种方式来到这个国度。
And people are willing to migrate to this country.
显明这个国家受到大家的一种。一种期盼
，and it becomes a place that people would like to dwell in.
帝王的荣耀在乎民多。
In the multitude of people is the king's glory.
如果这个国家的百姓一直溜了
，but if in the country the nation the people are leaving the country,
想办法移民出去
，and they're always finding means to migrate away.
政治管得不行，我偷渡出去
，or if they can't, then they will actually run away secretly from the country.
表明人心惶惶
，then the people.Are not stable in your hearts.
这个国家就有种危机感了。
Then there will be a crisis in the nation.
一个帝王能够得到众民的拥护。
And if a king is accepted by the people,
人数不断增加。
Then there will be an increase in the number.
显示出他受百姓的尊重。
And it also shows that he is respected by the people.
教会也是如此。
And this also applies to the church.
教会人数如果能够不断的扩增。
If the church can continue to increase in numbers,
神才能得荣耀啊。
Then we can bring glory to God.
如果这个教会本人很多。
If the church originally has a large number,
但是信徒不断地溜走了。
But then we have more and more members leaving the church.
到最后没有几个人聚会。
In the end, we have only a few members attending services.
几百人都聚会的。
Originally, there were hundreds of them.
到最后变成个位数了。
In the end, we have only a single number.
除了主领。翻译、领师、司勤、记录、接待，这大概剩下几只小猫啊
？And that we can call these people the speaker, the interpreter, the pianist, the organist, the recorder, and just a few members attending the services.
我看任何人看到都很伤心呐。
And if we look at this situation, it will be so sad.
哎呀，怎么这样子呢
？Why should this happen to the church？
真的，真的要检讨了。
And there's something for us to examine if that happens.
为什么我们教会不能够吸引人呢
？Why is it that our church cannot attract people？
为什么连信徒不愿意来参加聚会呢
？Even the members do not like to attend services.
到底原因在哪里呀
？What is the reason？
真的，我们这时候进行祷告了。
And this is the time for us to pray.
所以要让神的教会得到荣耀。
In order to bring glory to the church,
很明显的第一个
one very clear factor,
就信徒大能够很踊跃参与教会的圣工
is that actually the members are very active in participating church work.
大家非常非常高兴来教会
and people are very members are very joyous to come to church.
而且人数不断增加
and the numbers increase.
我们这边举开灵会，从马来西亚各地大多。都专程过来了。
And we may hold a spiritual meeting here, but we have members coming from Malaysia coming over to join us.
甚至等我们灵会结束了，有人说灵会过去了，我都不知道啊。
And after if our spiritual meeting should end and no one someone did notice it, he may say, what is it that I'm not informed of the spiritual meeting?
怎么没人告诉我啊
？No one told me about it.
很可惜啊。
So he felt that it was a missed opportunity.
这就表明我们成功了。
Then it shows that we are successful.
我们的教会能够让神得到荣耀。
That our church can bring glory to God.
但问题是要让信徒增加。
But the question is the increase in the numbers of members.
不是我们坐着等啊。
It's not that we just sit down and wait.
不是我们大家每天在游玩啊。
It's not that just we play together and the number will increase.
信徒要增加。
But in order for members to increase,
当然有方法。
There are means.
主耶稣要升天之前。
Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
他就赋予这些门徒一个传福音的使命。
And he commissioned the disciples to preach the gospel.
保罗提醒提摩太。
Paul also reminded Timothy.
无论得时不得时，总要传。
That he must preach the gospel in season and out of season.
所以信徒要增加。
So for the members to increase,
我一个方法。
One method,
那就是一定要传福音啊。
Is that we must preach the gospel.
问题是大家会觉得怎么传啊
？The question is how do we preach the gospel?
这个是不容易啊。
It's not easy to preach.
我们这个地区限制很多啊。
There are many limitations.
我也很想传啊。
I like to preach.
但是不容易啊。
But it's not easy.
当然，有时候这个大环境看起来我们觉得很难。
And if we look at on a larger scale, we feel that it's difficult to reach out to everyone.
看环境，我们都害怕。
And if we look at circumstances, we may be afraid.
彼得没有信心，在主的应许之下跳下船，走了海面了。
And Peter, because of his faith, he jumped out of the boat into the water and walked on the water.
他不是走得很顺吗？
He was walking very smoothly.
怎么突然间沉下去了？
But suddenly he began to sink.
看了环境了。
He saw the circumstances.
说你看他风浪这么大。
He saw the winds.
我是什么人啊？
Then he asked himself,
我竟然能够站在海面上。
How is it that I can stand on water?
环境不能增加人信心啊。
Circumstances cannot increase our faith.
环境只会侵蚀我们的信心啊。
Circumstances can only dilute our faith.
会让我们产生害怕。
It creates fears in us.
所以，如果你是彼得的话
，So if you were Peter at the time,
就防止你沉下去。
And that you are about to sink.
就是像开始在询问耶稣的意见一样。询问耶稣的意见。
And you need to ask the Lord Jesus.
主啊，让我到你那边去吧。
Lord, allow me to come to you.
我们的心，我们的眼睛看着耶稣。
Our heart and our eyes must look towards Jesus.
静听主的应许。
And to hear the promise of the Lord.
主答应了。
And the Lord promised.
好，你过来。
And he went over.
毫没有犹豫的。
And there was no doubt in it at all.
即使跳下了，跳过船到海面上去。
Even he had to jump out of the boat into the water.
他不会考虑。
He did not consider.
跳下去是会沉下去到浮上来，还是硬硬的就撑在那边，还是在半空中慢慢降下来
？He did not consider after jumping out of the boat, will he sink immediately, or he float, or will he gradually sink?
到底彼得从船上跳到海是怎么跳下去的
？And how did Peter jump out of the boat into the water?
哎，第一个感觉是怎么样呢
？What was his first feeling?
他从来不考虑这些的了。
He did not consider all this.
你要考虑的话，根本就跳不下去了。
If you were to consider the consequences, you would not have jumped.
到底是软的是硬的
？But it's hard or soft.
这个都不必考虑啊。
These are not worthy of consideration.
这些只会增加你的疑惑。
All this can only add to your doubts.
所以信心越单纯，才能够越坚强。
And if we are simple in our faith, we can be stronger.
越聪明的人，越有智慧的人。
Those who are full of knowledge and wisdom.
思想越多的人。
And when they consider all things,
他的信心越不容易建立。
It's harder for him to establish his faith.
信心就是主的话，是就是。
And faith is to believe.In the words of God, if it's yes, it's yes.
哎，主这么说，我就这么相信。
If God says this, I believe.
啊，没有任何的这种什么理论基础。
And there will not be any other theories behind this.
没有任何什么经验，过去的经验怎么样
？There will not be any past experiences to be considered.
主怎么说，我们就怎么做。
If the Lord told me so, I shall do.
很单纯相信。
And this is the simple faith.
主的话，我们全然接受。
We will accept the words of God totally.
就这样，彼得跳下去了。
And Peter jumped out of the boat.
其实事后人问他说：“你怎么跳的？”他也不知道啊。
If you were to ask him how do you jump, maybe he did not.
但是当来到耶稣跟前
，But when he came before Jesus.
他就是看到环境了。
He saw the circumstances.
所以我们传福音如果看环境
，So if we were to preach the gospel at the same time look at the
circumstances, 我们真的有很多顾虑。
We will have many worries.
自己做了很多的限制。
And we have set up many limitations for ourselves.
或者很多很多的墙。
And many walls for ourselves.
这边不能去。
I cannot go to this place.
那边不能传。
I cannot preach in that place.
啊，这个磨耗啦。没有用啊
This place is not good enough to be preached at.
啊，已经给他讲过很多次了。
I told him many times.
啊，很刚硬啊。
Their hearts are stubborn.
如果这样的话，选来选去到最后，你觉得说，大概只有一个两个可以传吧。
And after making all these choices, you realize that there's only one or two that you like to preach to.
其实，在过去，小弟在台湾地区的工作。
In the past, when I was working in Taiwan.
真的，我们深深觉得，值得拼的信心。
I really feel that it is through our faith and faith alone.
只要尽我们本分。
As long as we do our part.
我们觉得该做的，我们就做。
If we feel that it should be done, then we go and do.
我们就像个农夫一样。
We are just like a farmer.
哎，我们中国就要说，只问耕耘，不问收获了。
We say that we only care about sowing, but not worrying about.
这是尽了我们当尽的本分。
And that is just to fulfill our own responsibility.
成长在乎神啊。
Because the growth must come from God.
成长过程不是我们能够去掌握的。
And we cannot control the process of growth.
就像圣经说的，这个婴孩在母亲的这个胎里面怎么成长？你怎么知道呢
？It's just like a baby that is growing in the stomach, in the womb of the mother.
We cannot discuss the process.
We need not have to worry about it.
我们就要求神。
We have to ask God.
神愿意赐给我们。
If God is willing to give to us,
时间到了，孩子就降生了。
At the right time, the baby will be born.
白白胖胖、很健康的小孩就这样出生了。
A cute and big baby shall be given to us.
教会成立就是这样子。
And,
无形中就在建立了。
And the setting up the church is similar And that without our realization, a church can be set up.
可是我们啊，怎么计划啊？怎么要多少人？要怎么样？怎么样？哇！先计划好了，开始传福音，不是啦。
It's not through our detailed planning, how the church should be set up, how many numbers will be there, that we can set up a church.
是很自然的形成。
But it shall be a natural process.
但是当中有几点我们可以做的。
But there are a few things that we need to do.
可以帮助的这个信徒不断的快速成长。
And to help the members to grow spiritually.
哎，一个。
First,
就是全家归主。
First is to enable our whole family to believe.
这个在过去小弟的工作中觉得这个成效相当好。
I feel that this is a very good area to work at.
而且是一个非常重要的工作。
And it's also a very important piece of work.
更是一种爱心的工作。
And it's also a work of love.
圣经说我们如果不爱自己的亲属。
The Bible says that if we do not know how to love our own kinsmen,
比不信主的更不好。
Then we are worse than the unbeliever.
我们今天想办法来带领慕道朋友来信主。
Today we spend much of our time to bring our friends to church.
但是你的家人。
But what about your own family members?
你是否有这个责任把福音传给他？
Do you not have a responsibility to preach the gospel to them?
很多人的经验。
Through the experiences of many.
我宁愿用多一点时间传福音给别人。
I will spend more time preaching the gospel to outsiders.
在家里他不敢传。
But then in my family, I dare not preach.
他就说我家又不是不知道。他知道不是不知道。
Oh, he knows that there is a need to.
哎，他们也看到神的恩典啦。
And they also see the grace of God.
啊，但是就是不晓得怎么起口。
But they do not know how to start the topic.
觉得很难。
He feels that it's very difficult.
反倒外人比较容易啊。
And easier to talk to outsiders.
我就说一些真的给他听。
And I say that you can bear testimonies to them.
他是产生羡慕的心，产生了羡慕。
Make them be envious of the church.
然后在几个姊妹，大家彼此带到，哎，就可以把大家叫回来了。
And that through our brethren, we can try to bring the family members to the church.
我们总觉得说带这些外面的人比带自己家人更容易。
We may feel that it's easier to bring an outsider to church than our own family members.
说真的啦。
In actual fact.
要带领自己家人。也是最难的。
It's actually most difficult to bring our own family members to church.
但相反说也是最容易的。
But it can also be said to be most easy.
因为每天都在一起。
Because you are with them every day.
有无穷的机会。
You have plentiful of opportunities.
啊，但是也是最难的。
But it's also most difficult.
因为你信主之后的一举一动。
Because every of your action after your belief in the
Lord. 你不用讲这样的一清二楚。
Your family members are fully aware of your deeds.
你说信耶稣多好。
You say that it's good to believe in Jesus.
啊，什么什么什么坏习惯改掉啦。
And that you can cure your bad habits.
啊，是什么什么什么灵修，这个怎么人更虔诚啦。
And that you can nurture yourself and become more godly.
你现在发觉你脾气没改啊。
And that you find that your temper should also change.
你公婆觉得你信了主了，还是那副脸啊。
But then after you believe, your in-laws look at you and say that you are the same.
你没改变啦。
There's no change in you.
甚至有时候发脾气啦。
And sometimes you lose your temper.
公婆还不客气说，你信耶稣这样子啊。
And say that if you believe in the Lord, then how do you behave in this manner?
你丢弃你耶稣的脸啦。
Actually, you have caused your Jesus to lose his face.
所以有时候觉得，哎呀。要把福音传给自己家人最难呐、啊。
And under these circumstances, you find it difficult to preach the gospel to them.
想要把福音传给家人，哇，压力好大、啊。
And you find a great pressure on you to preach to them.
势必要自己先决心，重新洗面革新呐、
啊。And do you find a need to resolve to change yourself entirely?
正在自己家里能够为主发光。
And that you can really shine for the Lord in your family.
哇，真的像我们常常讲的，要忍耐。
And you have to endure.
很多忍耐是外面没有的。
And many of such aspects of endurance are not found outside.
别人所没办法体会的。
And people cannot experience this.
那种无形的苦痛。
And that's the pains that you have to go through.
你还是忍耐到底。
And that you have to endure to the end.
哎，为了把这个神的荣耀让家人来分享。
In order that you can bring this glory of God to be shared by your family members.
所以要把福音传给家人。
So if we want to preach the gospel to our family members,
真不是一件容易的事情。
It is really not an easy matter.
真的是给你一个极大的压力。
And it will be a great pressure on you.
但是个压力也是个助力。
But it's a 助力。
帮助的力量。
It is a pressure as well as a motivation.
危机也是个转机啦。
Because a crisis is also a time that we can change.
至少你为了把福音传给家人。
And for the sake of preaching the gospel,
你会更中规中矩的生活。
It's an opportunity for you to lead a more Christian life.
你更会留意你的灵修。
And you will pay more attention to your own spiritual nature.
所以无形中你会增加祷告时间。
And then unconsciously, you find that you increase in your prayers.
你会谨慎你的举止言谈。
And that you will be very careful with your action and speech.
所以这股压力逼着你一半的来改变自己，练修自己。
And with this pressure behind you, you find that you nurture yourself more and more.
其实，像还没得到这个恩典之前，你本身已经得到最大了。
Once receive this grace, actually you yourself will be greatly edified.
过这祷告之下，你圣灵更充满了。
And that you may through your prayers be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就像主耶稣上了变貌山，脸会发光啊。
It's just like the Lord Jesus when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, his face changed.
不用你讲什么，彼得都看到了。
No, you don't have to say anything, but Peter saw it
himself. 哎呀，在这里真好啊。
So it's good to be here.
使徒时代能够那么吸引人。
And the church during the apostolic time can attract many people.
就是他们的那种爱。
It's because of the love.
让人非常羡慕。
That people envy this love they have.
主动要求来加入啊。
And that they volunteer to come to accept this.
还生怕说教会给他拒绝嘞，生怕教会拒绝他。
And they are afraid that the church may reject their
desire to join. 得救的人天天加给他们。
And that is why the Lord add to them the number to be saved daily.
除了靠他们去传之外
，apart from depending on the preaching of the gospel，
很多是在做的人很羡慕，一直想办法加进来。
There are many people who are attracted by the love of the church and they want to come to the church。
在小弟在板桥地区工作的时候
，I was working in the church in 板桥。
那天上个礼拜六下午，小弟在直罗古罗正道。
Last week I was preaching in the church in 直罗古罗。
我都提到说，在我负责的这个区域啊，有三个教会。
In my area where I was working, there are three churches.
在三年的工作里面，有将近差不多200个人受洗。
And in the 3 years of working, about 200 people were baptized.
或许大家觉得不可能。
But you may feel that this is not possible.
这确实事实。
But it is a fact.
那个时候当然我们是多管道的开拓。
Of course, at that time we were preaching very widely.
但其中有很大的一个助力。
But one of the greatest motivation,
就是我们不断鼓励全家归主。
That is, we often encourage our members to bring their whole family to the Lord.
让很多还没全家信主的这些信徒家庭。
And we have members who have family members who have not believed.
他们既兴奋又紧张。
They are excited as well as joyous.
就像刚刚我说的，大家产生一个压力。
We say that there is a pressure on us.
一个莫大的压力。
A pressure that is unseen.
甚至有的家人本来感情都搞不好了。
Originally there may be strain in their family relationships.
那个压力更是重。
But then the pressure will be great on them.
本来跟公婆不讲话了。
They may not talk to their in-laws.
现在怎么把福音传给他呢
？But now they ask themselves how much to preach the gospel for them.
那个压力真的是很重。
So there is a pressure on them to reconcile.
但是每次的受洗里面
，In every baptism，
只要全家信主的。只要全家已经都归主了。
We have those of the same household who are not believed, but they come to be
baptized. 我们就特地请到在台前来。
And when such are baptized, we ask them to come to the front.
接受大家的一种感谢。
And to introduce to them and to thank God.
一起把这荣耀归给神。
And to give glory to God.
也让那些还没全家归主的极其羡慕。
And it's also an opportunity we encourage the others to envy the conversion of the
whole family. 就这样在彼此的激励之下。
So under this mutual encouragement,
有的主动要求教会。
And that we bring our family members to our
meeting. 来我家家庭聚会啊。
And they encourage them to attend family services.
这个就把福音传给我家人啊。
And through the family services, preach the gospel to our family members.
传道要布道会了，赶快来邀请我家人啊。
And when there is an evangelical service, we ask our members to go and invite our family members to come.
我上次布道会当中见证的一个那个庙祝，庙的管理，他信主，就是他这样的为他代祷啊。
And during the evangelical service, I witnessed concerning.A person who is in charge of a temple and how he was brought to the Lord through these methods.
起先他的这个女儿也是觉得很难啊。
Originally, the daughter find difficult to preach to her.
我看看圣女名册说，哎呀，那你们家差不多嘛，差不多都信主了。
And when I first look at the family background, I say that, oh, almost all your family members have believed.
这个怎么说？没有啊，还有我父亲没受洗啊。
But he said, no, my father has not believed.
我说那才一个嘛，容易啊。
But I said, there's only one, it's easy.
你多祷告就好了。
Pray for him more.
啊，应该很快的。
It should be very fast.
我起先不知道他父亲做什么。
But because I did not realize the profession of his father.
他告诉我说，传道很难啊。
He said, preacher is difficult.
我说容易，他说难啊。
I say easy, but she say difficult.
啊，我说到底难什么？怎么难呢、啊、
？I say, why is it difficult?
啊，你不知道他做什么吗
？Do you not realize what he is doing?
我就是不知道才说容易呀、啊。
I didn't know, that's why I say it's easy.
后来说他在庙里啊，当这个庙主已经哎呀又十年了。
Yeah, she then replied that, oh, my father has been in charge of the temple for the past 20 years.
他说你想这种容易带吗
？Do you think it's easy to convert him?
我想想。真的不知道怎么讲啊
！And then I'm for a moment lost in words.
后来我只能说一句话。
But then I can say this.
祷告
，pray.
在人所不能的，在人凡事都能。
What is impossible to man, it shall be possible to God.
就有心祷告
，continue to pray.
我深深觉得
，and I deeply believe.
哎，我这句话其实是主耶稣这句话。
The words that I've spoken, which are the words of the
Lord Jesus. 在人所不能的，在神凡事都能。
That is what is impossible to man is that impossible to God.
真的，这句鼓励的话。
And through these words of encouragement.
让很多信徒啊，就这样全家归主了。
That many members were able to bring their household to believe.
他们把这种希望寄托在主耶稣身上。
And they placed their hope on the Lord Jesus.
他觉得很难。
They feel that it's difficult.
他们就全然依靠主。
And then they decide to depend on the Lord totally.
丝毫不可靠自己的聪明。
They realize that they cannot rely on their own wisdom.
全心的交托。
And they decided to entrust.
就这样一次，大概都有两户三户。
And gradually, two or three families were brought to
the Lord. 有的是儿女一起来。
And sometimes the children were brought to the Lord.
有的是年长的父母亲一起来。
Some we have the more older parents being brought to the
Lord. 我曾经洗过一对夫妇，先生84岁，妻子81岁。
And we also have a baptism of a couple that is more than 80 years old.
这对老夫一起受洗啊。
So this very elderly couple was baptized together.
也因为他们都一起受洗，让全家归主了。
And it was through their baptism that the entire family became believers of a house.
最高兴当然是他的儿女啦。
And the children are the one that are most happy.
其实他们都是老牧道者。
And they were actually observing the church for a long
time. 断断续续在教会都大概有10-20年的时间。
They have come to the church on and off for the past 10 to 20 years.
因为他有几个儿女。
And they have a few children.
有时候南部住住，有时候北部住住。
So sometimes they stay in the north, sometimes they stay in the south.
刚好那段时间在北部。那段时间在北部。
At that time they happen to be in the north.
所以我就常去他家跟那老人家聊聊天啊。
And I often visited the family and talked to this elderly couple.
我很喜欢跟老人家聊聊天。
I enjoy talking to older people.
就像古人一句话。古人的一句话。
Just like an old saying.
说与君一细谈，胜读10年书啊。跟你这样短暂的沟通之后啊。
That's through a brief encounter.
尤其老人家他们一生的这种经历很丰富啊。
With the old people who had a lifetime of experiences.
我们可以从他的口中可以得到很多很多人生宝贵的经验。
And from what they say, we can receive much encouragement.
听到他成功的，听到他的成功那种喜乐。
And we talk about the success in the past.
我们很高兴。
We are very happy for them.
我们明白他是怎么成功的。
Then we realize how did they become successful.
看到他的失败那种伤心，那种消沉。
And when they talk about their sorrows because they have failed.
我们感受到失败的可怕。
We realize that how frightening it is to fail.
所以有时候跟老人家一起。得到很大的帮助。
So when we talk to old people, actually we can be very much encouraged.
一般的都市生活。
In their daily lives.
年轻都很忙，忙他的事业。
We are often very busy.
或许大家都是在家里这么熟了，也不可能说抽个时间，就陪老人家这样子长谈呐。
And because we are so busy, and we are always together, we do not find a necessity for us to take up a special time.In order to talk to our elderly people.
所以一个传道人能够陪着老人家一起聊天，哇，他好高兴啊！
And when a preacher is able to spend some time to talk to them, they will feel very happy.
有时候说起他的历史来。
And sometimes they go as far back as what happened in the past.
一谈下来两三个小时，一下子就过去了。
And they can talk for about 2 to 3 hours, and the time flies.
哇，他也谈得很高兴。
And they are also very happy to share.
对， 结果等他讲完之后
，and after they have completed what they want to say，
我们就加上一些圣经勉励的话
，and then we add some words of encouragement in the Bible。
他也感受良多
，and they also feel good。
在那种时机，他的喜悦，他的悲伤
，and at that time regarding his joy and his sorrows，
适时的给他这个圣经的一句话
，and if we can add to their experiences with the Word of God。
他那种内心的感受，如同荒漠中的一滴甘泉
they will be truly refreshed by the word of God。
而且那句圣经的话就永远铭刻在他心里面。
And you find that the word of God given to them at that time, those verses will always remain with them。
非常非常有效的。
And it's very very effective。
所以如果你羡慕全家归主的话
，So if you really envy that your whole family should believe，
我想应该善用机会。
Then you should make use of the opportunity.
请教会传道人或者是我们长子。
You can ask our preachers or our ministers.
能够有机会跟这些长辈大家聊一聊。
To visit our family members and to talk to them.
当然有时候不是一次两次。
Of course, it's not through one or two occasions.
要先培养出感情来。培养出感情。
There is a need to establish a relationship.
取得互相的信任。
And to have this mutual trust.
然后适时的用神的话语来激励他。
And at the right opportunity, we use the word of God to encourage them.
这个信仰基础就建立了。
Then the foundation of faith can be established.
再来就是凭着我们的这种交情呐。
And through our relationship with them.
老先生啊，这次是不是来受洗啦？
We can propose to them that they can be baptized.
十个大概九个说。慢一点吧。
Out of 10, 9 may say that, oh, let's wait for a while longer.
因为这句话已经用了好几十年了。
Because we have asked this for 10 over years.
这个是你渔网要收散的收网的时候了。
This is the time for you to draw the net.
很大的网把它收过来。
And that you have cast a very wide net, and now you have
to draw the net. 要抓在你手掌心
And that to put into your palms.
把这个网子的距离慢慢拉近。
And that you are drawing them closer and closer.
这位老前辈啊，你给我说上次给我说这次要来受洗呢。
Then you can remind these elderly people that last time you say that I shall be baptized in the next occasion. Now the next occasion.
是你亲自答应我的哦。
That's what you promised me.
你说这一次哦。
You said this time.
那感谢主啊，这次机会又来啦。
Now I'm telling you this is the opportunity.
那你要开始要用点心哦。
Please try to consider this more carefully.
要来准备领受主耶稣的救恩啦。
To prepare yourself to receive the salvation of God.
所以布道会从头到尾都参加。
You need to attend the evangelical service every night.
要迫切祷告啊。
And you have to pray earnestly.
要不然怎么受洗呢
？Otherwise, how can you be ready for the baptism?
要多了解道理。
You need to understand more about.
最好能够在受洗得到圣灵。
Best if you can receive the Holy Spirit.
那是最大的福气了。
That will be the greatest blessing.
经过这么一交通之后
，And after we have spoken to them in this
manner, 真的都来了。
Many of them do come.
所以布道会末日也增加了。
And that during the evangelical service, more observers come.
其实老牧老师将近占了一半。
But in actual fact, half of the observers are those who have been.
在我们台湾的布道会，往往那慕道者的，我们都会个别介绍。
And in Taiwan, when we have observers in our midst, we will introduce them to the congregation.
有时候大家会觉得，哎呀，这个老慕道者的不要再介绍了。
And some of the observers have been with us for a long time. They say that I need not be introduced.
大家都认识的嘛。
Because we know one another.
介绍第一次来的。
And then we only introduce those who are first comers.
我说不行。
I say no.
越老的越要介绍。
The longer they are with us, the more.
甚至要强调的介绍。
In fact, we should emphasize.
这是我们的老牧道者啦。
This is our old observer.
已经牧道了20年了。
He has been observing for 20 years.
他听了会觉得很不好意思啊。
And after listening to this, he may feel embarrassed.
所以这是一种鼓励啊。
But it's a form of encouragement.
所以有时候我们对老牧道者来讲
，So if we talk to older observers,
我们都会说你是比我们的信徒还信徒啊。
And that,
什么道理都懂啊。
You have actually know more than our believers because you have heard so much.
甚至有时候连总会的事情他都知道哎。连总会的事情他都知道。
He may even know the affairs of the General Assembly.
所以有时候我们都跟他开玩笑。
And we may joke to him in this manner.
哇，你只差临门一脚嘛。
You just miss this one step.
如果你这个提起心接受洗礼的话
，If you are able to take up your faith to receive baptism，
哇，你就成功了。
Then you are successful。
所以这种鼓励，慢慢让很多那些信徒也产生信心。
And through this encouragement, many of our believers also have greater faith。
所以要达到全家归主。
So in order to achieve this stage where our
whole family 这才是真正我们信徒之福了。
It's actually the blessing of every believer.
我们在主面前才会愧对主耶稣啦。
Then can our conscience be clear before the Lord?
如果我们每家每户每个人都归主。
If in every family we have believers,
你想想，至少我们人员会增加一倍以上。
Then we will realize that we can double our membership.
我是不了解我们新加坡地区的这个信徒的这个状况怎么样。
I may not be familiar with the background of our church members here.
但普遍性的，在我们所了解的普遍性的这种范围里面。
Generally speaking,
如果真正能够大家非常认真在为全家归主来祷告。
If everyone is very earnest in praying for the family members to believe,
不但带来这个家庭真正的幸福。
Then you can not only bring blessings to the family.
信仰不再受到任何的这种约束。
But you find that your faith will also not be constrained.
而且那种信徒的这个增加非常明显。
And then there will be a very significant increase in the number of members.
还有一个就是个人的布道。
Next is personal evangelism.
个人布道也是一个很重要的开始。
Personal evangelism is a very important start.
小弟在台湾做这个布道团工作的时候。
When I was carrying the work of evangelism in Taiwan,
我们有大型的这个布道工作。
We have large-scale evangelism.
同时我们也兼顾有计划性的。
But this is a planned move.
摊开地图来。
We open up the map.
这个划成几个区域。
And that we divide them in a few districts.
这个月我们就以这个区域为主。
And for this month, maybe we focus on this district.
下个月以那个区域为主。
And next month, we focus on the other district.
然后大概有多少街道需要多少人力啊。
And then we have to make some plans to see how much manpower we need.
需要多少的传单。
And how many flyers do we need.
我们都规划好之后。
And after making all these plans,
我们就把人员给选出来。
We selected the manpower.
然后开个讲习会。
And we have a seminar for them.
把工作的重点方式需要运用的一些资料都传送给大家。
And we emphasize to them the main points of the work and also the equip them with the necessary materials.
然后开始去执行。
And then we will go out and do the work.
工作之前现在就要祷告。
And in the midst of the work, we pray.
工作之后做个检讨。
And after the work, we have a review.
一个礼拜下来。
After a week,
做个阶段。
We complete our work.
然后做个资料整理。
And then we tidy up the work.
那些有意向要接受的。
And those who have some recommendations.
我们就按照他的需要，或者是寄刊物，或者是继续不断去拜访他。
Those who have responded, then we would according to what they have responded, send them pamphlets or visit them.
或者他需要的话，我们就做家庭访问。
Or if necessary, we can go to their homes and talk to them.
甚至我们就选在附近信徒家做家庭聚会。
And we can also select family our church members to be places of family services for them to attend.
然后邀请他们过来。
And ask them to come over.
这种主家的布道工作。
And so this is what we mean by preaching from house to house.
无形中对那些信徒的激励最大。
It's actually a very great motivation on our members.
很多信徒以前以为说我听道听了几十年了。
We have members who have heard the truth for many years.
我什么道理都听过了。
I've heard all that is to be heard.
几乎传道人把题目写在黑板，我就知道他讲什么。
And even before when the preacher writes the topic on the board, I know what is he going to talk about.
所以老师觉得没有什么新鲜道理可以听。
So they feel that there is nothing new and interesting about sermons.
所以对听到的那种渴慕啊，就不如以前了。
And the desire to listen to the truth is not as strong as in the past.
但自从展开这个主教布道之后
，But when we started this door-to-door evangelism,
他们回来大家都非常兴奋。
When they returned, they were very happy.
也非常的自省。
And
自己反省自己。
And they also examine themselves.
当他们拿起传单，叩叩叩敲门的时候
，When they take the flyer and knock at the door,
有的人愿意打开。
Someone may open.
他挂个牌说：“真是教会的。
”And he has a name tag here to say that he's a member of the church.
我把这个福音信息传给你。
I'm giving you this gospel tract.
有的很客气里面坐坐坐。
And some people may invite them to their house.
然后就跟他谈起来了。
And they start to preach.
有时候碰到外教会的信徒。
And he may be a member from another church.
他们也很礼貌性的，请你坐一下。
They are also very courteous and they will invite you to their house.
然后就聊起来了。
And there will be a conversation.
一般我们就先自我介绍。
And so they will introduce one another.
当聊起道理的时候。
And after they know more about the teachings.
很多人就开始慌了。
then they start to ask.
当然，我们事先都有经过一些训练。
Of course, we do train our members who are doing this work.
基本的该怎么做，都有一个一定的模式。
What are the basic steps and what are basic things you should say?
像是避免大家一下子不晓得从哪里开始，慌了。
Suddenly, when you need to really talk about it, you do not know where to start.
但是在那个工作当中啊。
But in the midst of all this work,
他们才深觉得说，哎呀，平常我觉得我什么都懂，这个时候好像一片空白啊。
They realize that in the past they feel that they know everything, but at the moment they know nothing.
听到说就是说很简单嘛。
When they listen, they feel it's so easy to know these things.
啊，这种道理我也会讲啊。
In this kind of sermons, I also know how to preach.
但真的你想要面对这个慕道朋友，要把这个道理讲给他听的时候
，But when you are faced with an observer and you have to preach to him,
你真的是不晓得怎么个讲下去啊。
You do not know how to continue with the conversation.
一下都慌了。
Because you are at
the. 所以那时候会觉得说。哇，这个道理我不记下来怎么可以啊
？And you realize that there is a need for you to remember certain teachings that are over the sermons.
以前不做记录的，不做笔记的。
In the past, you may not record down what has.
经过这么一番的工作之后
，But after participating in.
几乎每个人都买了厚的一本笔记本。
Everyone bought a very thick notebook.
很用心的，每个人都在写起笔记来。
And they are very diligent to take the notes of the sermon.
不但用心做记录
，Not only were they diligent to take notes.
回去之后。圣经还多看了几遍。
After they return home, they look at the Bible verses again.
就好像说要把这个整篇道理把它这样子吸收下来，整个背下来一样。
And they want to put the whole sermon, the teachings of the Bible into their hearts.
所以有人说，一个有生命的基督徒。
So they say that if a Christian has life,
就是懂得做工的基督徒。
It's a Christian who knows how to work.
你懂得做圣工。
If you know how to do divine work,
你属灵生命才能够得到。活泼啊
！Then your spiritual life can be rejuvenated.
就像这种植物有行使这种光合作用一样。
It's just like plants receiving sunlight and water. They can grow.
所以做工之中才能够了解我们本身需要是什么。
Through the divine work, we'll be able to understand our own spiritual needs.
主耶稣工作中也常常试探这种个人布道的工作。
And Jesus himself also make use of this personal evangelism in his work.
比如说夜里见的尼哥底母。
For example, Nicodemus who came to him by night.
在这个雅各井旁边碰到撒玛利亚妇人
，and he met a Samaritan woman by the well。
这都是一个对一个的个别的谈。
And these are personal evangelism at work because it's a one-to-one case。
有时候我们坐长途的车子
，sometimes we may be on a very long journey。
也都是一个很好机会
，it's an opportunity。
啊，有时候在任何一个机会里头
，and an opportunity can come to us anytime。
啊，我们可以发过传单。
We can give a flyer to the person.
从传单开始讲起。
And we can start talking through the flyers.
个人布道有很多的机会要把握了。
And there are many opportunities for us to evangelize on a personal level. We must make use of them.
所以一个是逐家的。
First is house to house.
一个是这个随时找机会的。
Next is to make use of the opportunities that do come by.
全家信主的工作推展开来。
Then can we really carry out this work of having the whole household to believe?
个人布道或者集中布道不断的展开。
And then can we continue this work of personal evangelism and house to house?
在印象中，我们当时做了很多这种室外的集中布道。
And when I consider all these evangelical works that we have done,
无形中我们发觉渴慕真理很多啊。
I realize that there are actually many people who desire to know the truth.
也让我们感受到真正布道就是在这种地点嘛。
And we realize that these are the people that we can actually preach to.
会来布道慕道朋友有几位呢
？And during last year evangelism, how many people can we invite?
10位、20位、
10、20、
30位、
30。
我觉得哇，不错啦。
We realize that, or we feel that this is a good number.
如果突然间涌进50位
，But suddenly we have 50 observers.
你觉得说哇，破天荒啊，破纪录了。
We say that this is record breaking.
这次感谢主这么多慕道者。
We thank God that on this occasion we have so many observers.
其实我们在做户外的布道。
But when we are doing this last year evangelism,
反过来了。
If we turn it around,
信徒就像我们十几位的慕道朋友一样，信徒的人数就像会堂的慕道者人数一样那么少。
You find that the
会堂里面慕道朋友少十几位嘛。
Because in the church we have only about 10 over observers.
你户外的布道。
But when you do last year evangelism outside.
我们信徒就是那些工作人员嘛，大概十多位吧。
Okay, then you have divine workers or members.
其他全都是慕道朋友嘛。
The rest will all be our friends and observers.
记得说，赖英夫常常跟我们两个搭配得很好。
Preacher Lai Yingfu is a very good co-worker of mine.
他很有讲到的恩赐。
他没有。
他很有讲到恩赐。
He has the gift of preaching the gospel.
我是比较有兴趣做策划工作。
But I'm more interested in the planning work.
啊，所以我们两个一搭配之后，哇，我们可以这样子，每个乡镇的一个乡镇一个乡镇不断的继续推下去。
So when we are moving, actually we work as a very good team because we move from city to city.
他看到那么多慕道朋友，他越讲越兴奋。
And when he sees so many observers, the more he speaks, the more motivated he become.
那我觉得有人给我支持，我就越出来越多。
And I find that someone is supporting me, so I plan more and more.
我们一口气做了48场布道会啊
！And through this one stretch, we have managed to hold 48 evangelical services.
走遍了13个乡镇啊
！And that we went past 13 cities.
我们只有两部车。
We have two cars.
一部这个小轿车，叫 Dis 啊，德士。
We have a small taxi.
一部是个卡车。
And the other one is a van.
那卡车是信徒的。
And that belongs to a church member. Hey,
我们的卡车就是做讲台用的。
And the van becomes like a stage.
哎，带着风，这个当时是风景的，没有钢琴的。
We also bring along an organ.
也比较轻一点哈。
It's lighter.
啊，然后放100张的椅子。
And we have 100 chairs in the van.
很多的这些材料都放在卡车上，就带走了。
And that there are other materials that we put into the van, and then we move on to preach.
到了一个适当地点。
At an appropriate place.
当然，我们事先要去申请了。
Of course, we have to apply for a permit.
那申请，然后。要电啊，我们自己没有发电机嘛。
Because we need electricity and we do not have a generator with us.
我们就跟附近邻居跟他借使用这个电。
And then we ask the premises nearby to allow us to use the electricity.
这个比较乡间的这个民风还很淳朴啦。
And so this the village side, the rural areas, the people are still very simple.
我们说我们是教会想来这边开布道会，他们很欢迎啊。
We tell them that we are church members and we want to preach the gospel here, and they welcome us.
So 我说我们可能需要用点电，能不能帮忙？没问题，没问题，没问题。
We said, can we borrow some of the electricity? They said, no problem at all.
我们礼貌说我们会退你一点电费啦。
We would like to pay for the electricity charge.
啊，那不用了，那不用了。
No, not necessary.
哎，但是我们原则上一个地方都用两天。
At each place, we will use the electricity for about 2 days.
临走我们都会给他一些水电的费用。
And before we go, we actually make a small contribution for.
就这样，每个地方都能够啊很顺利去举开这个布道。
So we are able to preach the gospel in this manner from place to place.
我们开始先召集小孩过来。
First, we try to gather the children.
啊，用那个很漂亮的这个儿童诗歌。
And that we have a very beautiful children's hymn.
用双面铜板子，很漂亮的。
什么帮你说？
里面是印一个很漂亮的彩色的一个小孩子祷告的那个图案呢、啊。
So in this hymnal or this hymn book for the children, we have a very cute picture of a child praying.
啊，那也就是印的一些短歌啦。
And we have very short choruses.
啊，开始我们放音乐啦。
And then we play the music.
一般小孩子最好奇啊，小姐比较好奇。
小姐比较好奇。
小孩子
比较好奇。children are more curious.
所以音乐放，他们就聚集过来了。
So when we play the music, you find that the first to be attracted are the children.
啊，我们就开始，哎，小朋友，我们教你们唱诗。
So we start to teach the children to sing hymns.
他们就一边教一边唱了。
So as we teach, they sing.
那唱一唱，哎，会唱了，来，勇敢的到前面来表演，来唱。
And after they manage to sing the tune, we ask them to come to the front and sing for everybody.
哎，他上来了，我们就送他一支圆珠笔啊，哈。
So when they come out, we give them a pen.
哇，小孩子很高兴啦。
So the children are very happy.
啊，所以第一批能够得到奖品，第二批他也上来了。
So when the first batch received their prizes, the second batch were rushing to come out.
啊，就几个儿童教员，就是跟小朋友哇这样子，弄得这样很快乐。
So you find that the RE teachers will be busy teaching and coaching the children.
这个场面就热络起来了。
So the situation become hotter.
那当然看到什么一堆小孩子这边玩，这个灯光布置很漂亮。
So when the adults saw that there are lights and the children are all around,
也慢慢聚集过来了。
And they come closer and closer.
我们看人差不多了。
So when we see that there is a sizable crowd,
啊，大概聚集了大概50-60位喽。
And about 50 to 60 of them.
哎，我们就开始准备上台证道了。
Then we start our preaching work.
哎，开始做简单的自我介绍。
And then we started by introducing ourselves.
然后就讲起道理来了。
Then we preach the gospel.
哦，这时候人就越聚越多了。
And more people came by.
大概是在一个小时左右。
And after about an hour,
然后我们就开始，证道完，我们就介绍教会。
And after we preach the gospel, we will also introduce the church to them.
其实我们在四个步道一个重点。
When we have this kind of evangelism,
就是要取得一个个人的资料。
The main thing is to obtain their personal particulars.
我们做个人布道好，做室外布道也好。
Whether we have door-to-door evangelism or personal evangelism,
我们目标跟外教不太一样。
Our objective is different from the other churches.
就是我们在做函授也是一样，做函授课程。
函授什么？When we are doing correspondence with people.
我们的目的是要把他带到我们真教会来。
Our purpose is to bring them to the church.
不是他认识耶稣就好。
It's not just to help them to understand Jesus.
所以在户外的布道，我们很重视，就是说我们印很多那种回函卡。
And when we are preaching the gospel in this manner, we emphasize on the printing of response cards.
我们这边布道会也有。
We do practice it here.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
啊，那每个去填那个卡。
And every one of them is requested to fill a card.
我们不管他填的是真的是假的。
We do not care whether we do not mind whether he fill in the real thing.
我们隔天要做个过滤啊。
Because next day we will review this card.
按照他电话打过去。
And according to the telephone numbers indicated,
就知道这张是真的是假的。
Then we will know whether this is true or not.
啊，这张这个资料是正确的，就把它留起来。
And if these particulars are correct and true, then we will keep them.
人多我们就分区啦，人多的话就分区域了。
Because if there are many people, then we can sectorize them.
啊，这个时候开始教会展开人员的训练分组了。
And we start to train more divine workers so that
固定那些人去辅导这些慕道者。
And we assign some people to take care of certain observers.
一方面让信徒有工作做。
On one hand, the believer has some work to do.
一方面让这些慕道朋友能够受到比较周全的照顾。
On the other hand, the observers will be able to receive some personal attention.
如果说来到教会慕道者，我们久久才去一趟。
But if our observers come to our church and we only visit them once a while.
啊，你来他很高兴。
You find that they'll be very happy to receive you.
但你走了，他又觉得很空虚。
But when you leave, then they'll feel very empty.
他很希望我们去看，常去看他。
And they do hope that we are going to visit them more often.
但是如果没有动员更多人力的话
，But if we do not mobilize more manpower,
我们觉得说，他们会觉得说，好像，人家说杯水车薪了哈。他需要的。急需要说，但是得不到了。
You will find that at the time when they needed some help, we are not there.
他就产生失望了。
Then they will be disappointed.
所以，正当慕道朋友需要的时候
，and just at the time when they do need us,
是否我们有足够的能力能够投入
？We must have adequate manpower to meet these needs.
这个就是我们展开这种所有布道工作之前也要考虑到的问题。
So these are the things that we have to consider when we do our work of evangelism.
我们前面很拼命一直做，但是后面忽略了。
Very often we are very enthusiastic about our evangelism efforts, but the follow-up work has been neglected.
真正的果效就是后面的追踪辅导。
But actually, the fruits of evangelism is through the follow-up work.
坦白说，很多慕道朋友到教来，他听不懂啦。
In actual fact, many observers come to our church, they don't really understand the message.
曾经有信徒告诉我。
There is a believer who told me this.
他是信主了大概五六年之后。
Then after he has believed for 5-6 years.
他说他在慕道期间呐。
He said when he was observing the church.
很喜欢听道理。
He liked to listen.
但是听着见证他听得懂了、啊、很高兴了、
啊。He understand the witnessing and he was very happy.
很多道理他听是听不明白啊。
But there are many teachings that he hear but he doesn't understand.
听了很久，他只记得两个的名字。
And after hearing for so long, he only remember two names.
一个亚当，一个夏娃。
One is Adam, the other is Eve.
其他都不记得了。
And he forgotten the other names.
真的哦。
True.
啊，你讲摩西是谁啊？
If you talk about Moses, he cannot recall where or who is Moses.
你讲所罗门啊，看过哦，所罗门的宝藏。
If you talk about Solomon, he remembers, yeah, Solomon.
啊，你说保罗，保罗是谁啊
？And if you talk about Paul, who is Paul?
啊，这个人都不认识了。
He doesn't know these people.
你讲内容，当然他是听他觉得说本来我们讲到这么讲的嘛。
If you talk about the details, you will feel that oh, these details are what you say.
所以请他来教成了布道会，这是一个开始了。
But inviting them for the evangelistic service is just
建立我们跟他的一个管道的开始。
It's only a channel that we establish a relationship with them.
更重要就是救完之后，跟他深切的沟通。
What is more important is after the service, how we maintain communication.
寻找我们相同之点。
And that we establish common points.
说不定来自同一个地方。
You may have come from the same place.
说不定，我有四个女儿，你有四个女儿，我们是，这个都是一样的。
And I have four daughters, and you also have four daughters, so we have something that is common.
或者是说,你公司,在哪个公司上班,我们同样的一个公司系列。
Or we may say that we actually have the same career, or we are working the same
总是寻求一个关系,建立一个共同点。
So we are looking for a common point so that we can establish a relationship with him.
然后开始跟他有密切的沟通。
Then we have closer communication with the other party.
这种真情的交谈。
And through these conversations,
我们才能够让他真正得到帮助啦。
Then can we really help them?
然后把我们属灵的这种经验传输给他。
Then can we share with them our spiritual experiences?
慢慢慢慢，他就可以接受，可以明白了。
And gradually the person will accept and understand.
圣灵的带领。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他才慢慢慢慢的得到一些体验。He
himself will also experience God.
所以教会要得到荣耀。
For the church to receive glory.
第一个必须。 信徒要增加
First we must have the increase in the number of members
信徒增加之后
And after this increase
这个教会变成母会了
The church become a mother church
由这个教会分出去
And more churches shall come forth from this mother church
这个分出去教会再分出去
And when more churches branch out Then we have more churches further to be further developed
我们在台湾很多教会都是一系列的 就是
One whole series In Taiwan, many of the churches come forth in a series.
北部地区大概都是由台北教会分出来。
The churches in the north came from the mother church that is in Taipei.
其实北部地区最早的教会是罗东教会。
The first church is actually at Luo Dong.
后来 才成立这个台北教会。
And then we have the Taipei church.
但是他们是个别成立的。
But they were individually established.
在北部地区 成立的 台北之后的第一个教就是三重嘛
And from Taipei came forth the first church is at 三重
后来才大同
Then 大同
小的就是三重
I came from the 三重 church
台北分在第一个儿子啦
And that is the first son of the church in Taipei
在大概40年教的历史里面
And in a period of 40 years
三重也分出了十几个教会啦
From 三重 came forth 10 over churches
已经做了 第四代
And the church now is compared to a great grandfather
就是分出这些教会再分教会
Because there are fourth generation of churches that came forth
单一个教会永远就是一个
And those churches alone shall remain alone
你生了四个孩子 经过几代, 哇, 变成上百人啊。
But when they give birth to children, then the children will give birth to more children, then we have generations of them
我们教会都是用这边这个灵魂的嘛
In our church, we have members marrying one another.
所以大概信主两三代之后啊,
and after the after your belief or after their second and third generation of believers,
有时候你会在这觉得说, 怎么都是你们亲戚啊?
Then you turn around and look at everybody, you realize that they are all your relatives.
有时候你弟弟们那边的亲戚，有时候你儿女的亲戚.
Some may be relatives of your children, some may be relatives of your brothers.
所以 我们在我们台湾的这本书叫这个亲戚系统上百的人很多
And actually in Taiwan we have many relationships in terms of such
像蔡穆子是他们这个家族啊
For example, 蔡穆子 this family
大概有120个人啊
In this family there are about 120 of them
他们偶尔有一段时间 他们就聚集一起
They have family gatherings
办个感恩聚会
Or a service where they thank God.
哇，这个是很难得啊。
And this is a very special occasion.
一个家族等于一个教会了嘛。
Because just from this family is almost as big as the church.
啊，类似这种在台湾的家族太多了。
There are so many families of such sizes in Taiwan.
所以有的家族里面，哇，长老好几个，执事好几个，传道好几个。
Sometimes in the families we have a few elders, a few deacons, a few preachers.
像嘉义新港的这个周长老他们一家。
We have Elder Chou, this family in Xinkang.
哇，长老就周长老一个，还有他的大儿子也是长老啊。
His son is also an elder.
哇，执事更多了。
And there are so many deacons in the family.
传道，周慧安、周慧佳两位传道。
And there are two preachers in the family.
两兄弟当传道。
Both of them are brothers.
所以在他们家族，长老、执事、传道都有了。
So in the family, you find that there are preachers, elders, and deacons.
所以有时候我们同工在跟他开玩笑，你们自己教会可以成立一个教会了。
Sometimes we joke with them, why don't you set up your own church?
里面又长老又执事又传道，自己聚会就好了。
Because you have preachers, elders, and deacons, you can have your own services.
所以如果能够大家用心的来追求的话
And so if we are all diligent to pursue after these things,
不但是我们家庭之福啦
You find that the blessing not only comes
一家一家全家归主
That more and more families are converted
在神的救恩上我们真的是一桩美事啦
That in the salvation of the Lord this will become a beautiful thing
而且这种一家一家归主的速度传得很快
And you find that the spreading of the entire family believing the Lord will be fast
在我说我在板桥地区三年有200人受洗啊
I say that when I was in Panqiao we have 200 people baptized over a period of 3 years
光一个王姓王的王弟兄他们一家
just to mention this brother Wong
就在短短期间真的就是这样子一直向他家里一直传
in a short 3 years he preached from member to member
哎传给他的舅子
舅子什么
姑啊姑啊那个
Uncle is it Mother-in-law he preached to his brother-in-law.
他们就是以这个系统，他的舅子，他这舅子传给他舅子，他舅子传给他舅子。
So from the brother-in-law, the brother-in-law preached to the brother-in-law.
就这样子，然后一家一家来。
And so, more and more families are brought to the church.
所以一个人得到真理之后
，So after one receives the truth,
后面就接着哇一大堆过来了。
You find that many follow suit.
还有个就是慕道者传给慕道者。
And we also have observers preaching to observers.
一个慕道得到圣灵之后
，After one observer received the Holy Spirit,
他很感动
，He's very moved.
他马上当天晚上打电话给他好朋友
，Immediately he called his best friend that night.
也曾经跟他一起来追求过真理的
，And he encouraged him to search the truth together.
昨天带了四五个他的朋友过来
，And some may bring 4 or 5 friends.
大家也渴慕真理，也来求圣灵，也得了圣灵。
They thirst for the truth, and they thirst for the Holy Spirit, and they receive the Holy Spirit.
然后他这个四个朋友又传给他的家人。
And from these four observers, they are preached to their four families.
也有他另外的朋友。
And they also have their own friends.
就这样，一个人就同时可以传下来，哇，真的是很快啦。
So the preaching of the gospel is spread from one person downwards, cascading downwards to many people.
所以这种系统性的传递啊。
So this kind of preaching become very systematic.
就像现在圣人所用的直销法一样啊。直销了
，direct sales 啊，this is like in sales we call it direct sales。
你表面上看不到的
，you cannot see in normal times。
但是他们都在电话里面讲了、啊、
，but they communicate over the phone。
等布道会都出现了
，and they will all appear during evangelism。
而且这个慕道朋友传给慕道朋友。
Or you have observer preaching to observer.
他们这种言语比我们讲的，他们更能够信任。
Of course, if observer preach to another person, their words are more trustworthy than ours.
把他们亲身体验传给他们。
Because through their own experience, they tell their friends.
他们很容易接受。
And they can accept easier.
然后只要我们给他一个正确的指导方法。
And as long as you give them the correct method,
很快的神的感动、圣灵运作，很快就通了。
Very quickly to the working of God and the Holy Spirit. The gospel is preached.
所以信徒的增加是极其重要。
And it's important for us to increase the number of members.
因为信徒增加了，我们教会才会得到荣耀。
Because in increasing membership, the church will receive glory.
我们迈向2000年。
As we move towards year 2000,
我们需要让神的家更加兴旺。
We must bring about more glory in the house of God.
当然，一个重要的工作。
And one important work.
就是要再次思想耶稣。临圣殿之前所托付那句话
is to reconsider and remember the commission of the Lord before he
我们要往普天下去传福音
preach the gospel to all nations
普天下
to all nations
那指的全世界了
and refers to the whole world
也指的我们这个区域了
and also refers to our own district
我们的左邻右舍
refers to our neighbors
从由近而远
from near to far
从与我们关系最密切的开始
from those that are most intimate with us,
从我们最容易的开始
from the easiest,
从我们的本分开始
from our own personal responsibility.
如果每个人都能够按着神、的旨意来做
if everyone do according to God's will,
每个人都愿意尽我们该尽的本分
and everyone play their part,
就像保罗所说的只要我们愿做的心
and as Paul has said, as long as we are willing,
是照我们所能的，不是照我们所不能的。
It's according to what we have and not what we have not.
做起任何工作来都不为难。
And it's not difficult when we really do the work of God.
都没有重担。
There is no burden.
也都没有压力。
And no pressure.
这很轻松，很愉快。
And we can work very joyously.
在充分的祷告被圣灵感动之下。
And when we pray and when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的工作就让慢慢慢慢稳定中推动下去了。
The work of the Lord will be stabilized and it will increase.
我们新加坡教会
啊、the church here in Singapore，
我想七十多年来就是很稳定在成长
啊、actually it has attained a very stable growth over the
last
7 years。
稳定的成长过程里面
and in this stable growth，
哎，我们需要再加把劲
啊、there is a need for us to improve further，
希望能够面对新的一个世纪
and we hope that you can face this new millennium，
能够当起阿公阿祖啊太祖来啊。
And that you can really become what we call grandfathers and great grandfathers，
就是能够分设更多的教会。
And more churches will come forth。
而且我们分设的教会能够再分设教会。
And from the church that come forth, more churches will come forth。
如果这样子继续不断传下去
，And if this continue，
这样我们的人数会急速的增加。
Then there will be a great numbers of our churches。
帝王荣耀在乎民多。
The glory of the king lies in his inhabitants。
要让神的教会得到荣耀。
In order that the church be glorified。
首要真的是要。快速的啊，让这个神的百姓能够不断增加。
We must quickly increase the number of our church members without ceasing。
早上我就讲到这里。